Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin at weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday, the 29th day of November, 2021. These are my audio weather thoughts as we start the week. Following the cold front that passed through the area over the weekend, plenty of sunshine mid and late day yesterday and plenty expected today across the area as high pressure at the surface settles overhead, then moves east by tonight and tomorrow. Winds will turn back to the south once again, and we'll begin to see temperatures warm up a little bit. But the dry and stable weather pattern really going to continue, probably into the latter part of the week and maybe even into the weekend as well. Now, we are watching a weak cold front that's going to come south sometime on Saturday. The question is whether it'll ever get to the Austin area. It's likely to pull up stationary somewhere overhead or just to the north of us and then retreat as a warm front, I think sometime late to Saturday into Sunday. There'll be another front just beyond the seven-day forecast period sometime late next Sunday night into Monday. With that, enough moisture in place, certainly, I think, for some increasing cloud cover by the weekend, by Saturday and Sunday, and maybe a chance of showers as well. Right now, I'm going to go with a 20% chance and kind of let it sit in there for Saturday and Sunday until we can get a better idea on how far south that front will come and also what the effects the second front may have by early next week. But right now, the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, suggesting rainfall of a quarter inch or less. I think the or less is the more important part of that over the next seven-day forecast period. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 29th day of November, 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as a seven-day forecast on the website. Again, on Tuesday morning, have yourself a good day.